This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
Hey, thank you very much, David Mayo. You had 7 tackles this Saturday to bring your season total to 129 tackles. You lead the NCAA in tackles. You're an animal. We're going to talk about you in a little bit later in this segment of the show. I'm Evan. I'm up here in the studio with my man Ryan Marcus and, of course, Kirk Jones doing it big right here on Bobcat Radio. We have a terrific edition for you as the Texas State soccer team took on Georgia State last Wednesday. They had lost in their end-of-the-season matchup against them 1-0. This was in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament for all the marbles. Winner moves on, loser goes home. The Bobcats won 1-0 thanks from the game-winning assist from Torrey Hale and, of course, Lindsey Curry. The Bobcats took on Troy in the second round and lost 1-0. South Alabama won it all. We lost to South Alabama 1-0 in double overtime. So I ask you, Bobcats, with the Bobcats falling in the same position as they did last year, was this an improvement or a step back?
I think it was a step back, definitely. I think you look at it, similar crew from last year. The defense was superb all year this year. And to fall in the same spot, they definitely had more talent than that. But I think the Bobcats, they've been struggling on offense. The defense is great, but if you're not putting goals in the net, you're not going to be a team that comes out and beats everybody. And now with Torrey Hale gone, I know Lindsey Curry is going to be back for another year, but they need someone that can score goals or connect with Curry again. And like you were saying, you hope Torrey Hale left some of her magic on the pitch for the ladies.
Yeah, I think something has to change, not coaching-wise, but maybe game-planning-wise. You know, that their same position, lost the semifinals back-to-back years to the same team back-to-back
years. Same team.
So, you know, you obviously weren't, you know, they played better in the regular season, I thought, than they did last year.
Same.
But the playoff, offensively, they're just not, they're the same. Maybe, I think they were good defensive last year, and they got better this year, but offensively, you can't just rely on Lindsey Curry. She's going to be a senior next year, so she's going to be another year season. But you got to get some more offensive firepower. Even as good as Torrey Hale was, she had an okay offensive year. But I think you got to establish someone else offensively besides Lindsey Curry.
On the season, the Bobcats went 11-7-2. Last year, they went 8-9-2 and 4-3-1 in conference. That's 8 wins, 9 losses, and 2 overtime. Two ties in the regular season last year. In the conference last year, they went 4-3-1. This year, during the regular season, 11 wins, 7 losses, 2 ties in conference, 5 wins, 3 losses, 1 overtime tie, 1 tie. I'm going to say a step forward. However, I say it very hesitantly, meaning that we are not going to be in the NCAA tournament, and that was the goal for these Bobcats. I don't look at it as we didn't make it as a failed season. They had a terrific season. They were first place for a little bit in the Sun Belt Conference. 11-7 in Division I soccer, that's phenomenal. They finished, what, third, fourth place?
Third, I think.
Third place, yeah, in the Sun Belt Conference. Unfortunately, they don't hand out ribbons for third place.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to disagree just because they stayed exactly the same. They were third place in the tournament going into last year. They're third place. You know, you want to move forward, and I just think that they didn't progress. You know, it looked like it was promising. I agree. At the beginning of the season, they looked really good. They were undefeated for a while too, right? Weren't they like 7-6-0 at home, and they were on it for a streak for a while? They looked good. They looked like they might, you know, get a top seed, one or two. I just think in the end, it just wasn't enough offense and not enough offense for more than one player. But I do think that Caitlin Reinhart was the most improved player on that team. I think she solidified herself going into next year as one of the best goalies in the Sun Belt.
I also have to disagree with you, Evan, because you look at the way they finished out the season. That is not what a Sun Belt Conference championship-type team does, is losing a game and tying a game after playing so well at the beginning of the season. You can't burn out like that. And I think if this team is going to make that next step forward, they have to close out the season strong. And they talk about this in every single sport. You need momentum going into the playoffs, and it just didn't seem like they had that, even though they beat Georgia State, who they lost to on their last game of the season.
They started off 4-1. They ended their season a little short of what they wanted. But nonetheless, a terrific season for the Bobcats in the soccer squad as we move the turntables over to the other side, to the women's side, and that's the hard floor as the basketball team is going to open up this weekend against Texas A&M International. This game is going to be at Saturday. It's going to be at Strahan, 1 p.m. We'll have it right here on KTSW 89.9. That's this Saturday, 5 days from now. Last year, the Bobcats went 16-16, 12-6 in conference, one game away from the Sun Belt Conference Championship. Predictions for the women's basketball team this year?
I definitely think a improvement. I think they'll stay above 500.
Coach Antoine's going all the way. I'm saying Sun Belt Conference Championship right here. I'm calling it right now with the weapons that we have.
Yeah. And I like Coach Antoine. I think she's a great coach, and she has so much confidence in her players, and I think that, you know, that gives them confidence, obviously. But I don't know about Sun Belt. That's a good prediction, bold prediction. But I think that maybe I think I'm going to say exactly the same. And tournament wise, they go the same distance they did last year, but a better regular season record.
Marcus,
I think that they're going to make it to the Sun Belt Conference Championship. A win is to be determined, but I think you get another year in the Sun Belt Conference. You know your opponents a little better. You get another year in Division I. Coach Antoine gets to recruit more of the players that she wants, and then you're able to make things happen. They're going to do better in the regular season. I think they'll do a little better, not too much, in conference. Come in as a 2 or 3 seed in the Sun Belt Conference tournament and end up making some things happen. Maybe Sun Belt Conference victory, which would lead to an NCAA berth.
The Texas State volleyball team lost to first place University of Arkansas Little Rock in the Sun Belt over the weekend on Saturday. They lost in 3 straight sets, not something the Bobcats, who are currently in third place in the Sun Belt, want to see going forward. They're 12-4 in conference, however, 17-11 on the season. 4 games remaining, only 2 games left in the regular season at home. That'll be this Friday against Georgia State and Saturday versus Troy. Both the games are at 6:30, and they'll be right here, KTSW 89.9. Real quick, before we break into football, because we had a big weekend, volleyball team expectations for the 4 games, and then the results from the weekend, because we were pretty disconcerted with this 3-set sweep.
Yeah, I mean, they got swept. This was only the 3rd time this season Bobcats have failed to win at least 1 set this season. But I'm gonna go ahead and say that they go with their 4 games left. I said they go 3-1. I think they take Troy, they lose Appalachian State, they beat Georgia Southern, and they go into the Sun Belt tournament as the number 2 team behind the almighty Arkansas Little Rock team.
So I was on the call for the weekend, or I was on the call this game this weekend. The Bobcats did not have it together the way they served. So at UALR, they actually only have 1 player from Little Rock, from Arkansas. The rest of their team is mostly from Bosnia, and their nickname is the Bosnian Mafia. They're really good. They're really tall. They serve from really far back, and Coach Chisholm even said they tried to practice for it, but they couldn't really simulate it exactly how it was. I think another thing to note is Kaylin Mahoney's back from injury. This both hurts and helps the Bobcats. When I talked to Coach Chisholm, she said the players that played with her last year know how she plays, but the freshmen, like Jordan Cole and Lauren Kirch, who are a big part of this team, are still adjusting to having her in the lineup.
Yeah, they're used to having Jordan Moore out there, and Jordan Moore, I think, played well in the absence of Kaylin Mahoney. So, and I remember talking to Coach Chisholm as well, as the freshmen are having a trouble adjusting to how she plays. You know, she's a great leader, and her confidence is rubs off on people, but it's going to take more than 3 games to get used to how Kaylin Mahoney plays.
But with these last 4 games, I think they're going 4-0. I think they're really bitter after this loss. The next team they're playing is Georgia State, who they lost to previously. I think Coach Chisholm's turning her team around. They're going in to the conference tournament with some steam.
Shoot, I tell you what, they need to go 4-0 with the way the Bobcats have been playing as the stretch starts to wind down. Kaylin Mahoney, that's a Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year last year as we welcome her back. And with that, we're going to make a shuffling transition to the gridiron as the football team had a heart-crunching loss as the Cardiac Cats fell to Georgia Southern 28-25. This moves Texas State football to 5-4 on the year. 3-2 in the Sun Belt Conference. That's good enough for fourth. Georgia Southern is now first, and they are undefeated in the Sun Belt Conference with a record of 7-0. The Bobcats allowed 227 rushing yards on the ground. They only threw the ball 9 times, boys, in Georgia Southern.
Yeah, I thought it was a win for the defense and the Bobcats. Georgia Southern averages 450 yards of rushing yards per game. And you held them to almost half that, which I thought was impressive. The defense, I thought, played well. They contained the quarterbacks in that kind of flexbone, wishbone offense, that the power eye that's, you know, kind of gone away in college football. But I thought the defense, I was really impressed with the defense despite the loss. I liked the way the defense had played.
I think the offense needs to come to play at the beginning of games. We've talked about this all season, that they show up third quarter, fourth quarter, and when you're already in a hole like that, sometimes it makes it tough to come back. I know we're going to talk about the interception that really, if that didn't happen, the Cats would have been on top.
And I wouldn't blame it all on Tyler Jones at all, because I thought he played good in the second half.
He's doing what I wanted him to, throwing
it
a lot.
He played good in the first half. I thought he played horrible, but these receivers, man, they can... If you've been to a few games, they cannot catch the ball, man. I saw at least 5 or 6 drops that were easy. I could have made the catch.
We asked Coach Fran what his thoughts were on the game, and here's what he said.
Well, that was a tough game. I'm proud of the kids. They got down, but they battled, and they kept battling. And, you know, that's the same thing every week for us. It's just this week we came up a play or two short. 4 out of the last 5, we made 1 extra play, and tonight we didn't quite get it done. We certainly had a lot of opportunities in the game, and even 28-10, we fought back and put ourselves in a position to win. There are a lot of plays in that game that, if we could redo, could make a difference. There aren't just one, and I know some of you might want to look at just one. You know, I think my message is let's win number 6. When we had 4, my message was win 5. And my message today is win number 6. When we win number 6, then it'll be a win 7. I know y'all hate that crap out of me, but, but you know, I mean, that's the only way we can do this. I have a vision for what's ahead, and I know the next 2 games are going to be hard. You know, and Georgia State's played a lot of people tough, hadn't got a win. I'm not saying we're going to win that one either when I say that, but that's... You know, I saw some of the scores tonight. They're all hard in this league, it seems like. So we're not the only ones going through those kinds of things. And we keep battling like this, we'll be okay. We'll be all right at the end. I told them that in the locker room. If you prepare like this, if you battle like this.
Well, thank you very much, Coach Fran. Obviously very distraught for that close game, especially when they were so close at the end. 15 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. They couldn't get it done. We're going to hear from Tyler Jones in just a second, but before we do, Ryan, you talked about that interception, 101 yards for the touchdown. Backbreaker?
Definite backbreaker. The Bobcats had the momentum. They were making the comeback. That score, correct me if I'm wrong, that would have put them up or at least tied.
Would have put them within 4.
Yes, okay. So, and then they ended up scoring another touchdown later. They lost the game by 3, but if that didn't happen and the game played out the rest of the way, it did. The Bobcats would have came away victorious.
And here is Tyler Jones on his pick 6.
We had one of our plays in that we thought would work, and we got some pressure, thought a guy was going to come off late, and didn't come, kind of threw it where he was supposed to be or where I thought he was going to be, and, you know, 7 made a great play and took it to the house. So
we're not like other teams. We came close, pat ourselves on the back. No, we the culture's changing here. We're a winning culture, and we came up short. So it's not, hey, we held them to this, we did this. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. All that matters is wins and losses. And right now we didn't come up with the W, so we got to keep going in there and just keep not patting ourselves on the back, go in the film room and come out of practice and keep executing, keep doing the necessary things we need to do. We're not going to be happy just because, oh, yeah, we held them to this and did this and did this. Yes, there's positives we're going to take out of it, and there's things we're going to correct. But at the end of the day, we're not just going to be morally happy just because we came close.
Why do you think it's important?
That was Tyler Jones and Michael Odiari for the Texas State Bobcats. I could not have said it better myself. This loss was unacceptable in Odiari's opinion. And with that, we are going to make the transition to the other side of the sports, back to the hardwood, as the men's basketball team is set to open up their season this Friday as they are going to Seattle. They opened it up with a little exhibition game where they beat Texas Wesleyan 76-57. Amani Grant, 16 points. The Bobcats had 10 turnovers. However, they forced 18 turnovers. What are your expectations for Danny Casper in this year two of the Sun Belt in Texas State Bobcats? That's got to be better than year one, I'll tell you that.
I mean, I hope so. I'm a little worried that, you know, I'm not really sure where this team is headed. I pray that it's going to be better, but I'm not fully confident. They've played. Oh, I know Danny Casper is a great coach, and he's great defensively, and I think they'll get better defensively, but, you know, it's got to be more than that, and I hope they can pick it up and get him to do better next year or this year.
I think they'll be better. I still think he needs more time, get the type of guys he wants, but if you look at that number of forced turnovers, that speaks to Coach Casper's defensive prowess. And I think it's hopeful to be better this season, but they're still not going to be where Casper wants them to be. But I think that's all right now. They're still rebuilding.
When asked how the Bobcats would do this year, this is what Danny Casper had to say.
You know, Ethan Montavo helped us out a little bit with some shooting from the three-point line, and Jamarcus Weatherspoon, and even Cameron Naylor, I thought, all did pretty good jobs. Imani Gant, I mean, if he can go 7 or 8 and get me 16 points and 7 rebounds a game, I'll be very happy. I would be very happy. Maybe I'd like for him to up it to 8 or 9, but Wes Davis did not play as good as I want him to play on the defensive side. And I have no problem with him on the offensive end. But on the defensive end, I thought DJ Brown ran our team pretty good. Hopefully we will have an injury-free year where the attitudes stay where they are, and we can be one of those dark. I don't know, with Georgia State bringing so many guys back and even a couple of other teams, where if we can, I'm not so bold, or whatever word you want to use, stupid, to say, hey, we're going to go beat those guys. But I do think we can beat some of them on any given night. And I do think that if we continue to work hard, improve, and stay healthy, that we can be a top half of the Sun Belt team, league. And if you get in that first 4 or 5 and you get a bye that first round, perhaps, anything can happen. You know, anything can happen. So my goal is to have a top 5 finish this year, realistically. My goals are higher, but realistically are to have a top 5 finish and, you know, to win 16 to 18 games this year. You know, and that would be, I think, would be a very positive step for our program.
Keep the attitudes in check. I could not have said it better myself. Danny Casper, 16 to 18 wins. And with that, we wrap up the Bobcat side of the sports. When we come back, we're going to talk all the national controversy going on. Don't touch, because we have up-to-date sports information. But first, my man Ryan Marcus has the weather.
So right now out there, Bobcats, it feels like 71 degrees with a 50% humidity. Today's high is 77. That's pretty nice out there. We're looking to move towards that fall, almost winter weather that I know we've all been craving. And then the low for tonight is 58 degrees, 82% humidity. Watch your hair, ladies. Wear a jacket if you're going out tonight. Stay warm out there, Bobcats.